direct your attention to page 10 of the agenda. This is a request of faculty and staff personnel actions which have been approved through the administrative channels and through the human resources information system for the period of June 8, 2012 through October 3, 2012 for faculty, and May 30 through October 3 for staff. In order to bring this on the floor, I'll entertain a motion to accept this. If we get a second, we'll have discussion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Ann?
It's detailed as usual. You have your codes for funding sources, and you have your narratives for increases exceeding 5,000. We'll entertain any questions that you may have about any specific action.
Mr. Porter?
Yes. Dr. Mentor?
Well, first, as always, excellent narratives about the increases over 5,000, so thank you very much to your staff and Ms. Mead for that. This is a general point, not a specific point, but there are some large percentage increases in base salaries in this set of actions for some people who remain in the same positions, and I begrudge them absolutely nothing, and I appreciate their excellent service that's being rewarded. But what I'd like to remind the board this morning is that in our strategic plan that we saw this summer, on page 3, objective 1.2, there are 2 points that deal with faculty and staff compensation. Point 1 is that the goal is to increase salaries of full-time faculty by 15% over 6 years to better align with benchmark medians by ranks. Second point is to study the situation for staff and then make adjustments according to what that study concludes. But the method for funding that is not existing funds. It's growth money, internal reallocation in faculty hiring, and the staffing plan, which basically means you wouldn't fill positions. You'd reallocate that money. So in short, the best case scenario, assuming several revenue streams all come through, is 15% over 6 years for faculty and staff who are doing more with compensation that on the faculty side has not been at benchmark since I was hired in 1993. So if you support this today, and I support this today for the record, then I also ask that my colleagues on the board take very seriously the frustrations of all of those whose compensation is well below market and on whose work the institution's success ultimately depends. And so what I ask you today is that we should let this be the day that by voting yes on this, then we also make a commitment. The president and the board makes a commitment that we're going to raise all boats, not only a few. So thank you very much for your consideration.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions? We have a motion and a second. I'll call for a vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Sir.
Includes finance and budget. How are we on? Do we need a break, or are we ready to proceed onward? Everybody okay? I don't hear any objections, so we're gonna.
Nobody's eyes are crossed.
We're gonna proceed. Do we need one?
Everybody else.
Let the record note that.
Well, if we're going to that.
Oh, you're okay.